I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Papua New Guinea, the peace of the gospel is not an abstract concept, but it's something that's badly needed to quell the violence between tribal groups. PNG is currently under a state of emergency because of these conflicts. Ruth Smith, a Wycliffe associate, says a recent workshop in the Highlands with Christians from five different language groups showed the potential of overcoming generations' worth of challenges. But then,
while the workshop was underway, two of these tribal groups, actually in their home community areas, ended up with a sort of a resurfacing of some of these tribal animosities, and people were shot, they were fighting with knives and with spears.
So for these translators, it was a reminder of how important the work of Bible translation is. Would you pray for the tribal groups in PNG to find peace in the gospel? And Keys for Kids has primarily focused on ministering to kids in the 4:14 window. But now, they're starting up devotionals for a new age group. Teens. They're in the process of creating electronic and print devotionals. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
it's not going to be just a book. That wouldn't effectively help us reach kids. So we're printing the books to kind of be the hook to get the kids involved. And then we're going to be producing this really cool app, and the app is going to be obviously delivering the material. It'll have audio. But then our dream is to make sure that there's interactivity that we can create, and creating chat rooms with peers to peers.
So this app will give teens the opportunity to share and learn. This is just the first step. The ministry wants to grow the app so it can reach other countries too. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.